Well, thank you so much, Stephen, and all of you that are part of this congregation today. It's a joy to be with you. And we had the privilege several weeks ago as a pastoral staff to come here and have a tour of the facilities. And of course, back in my days as a student, this was all full of books and study lounges and carrels. And now, of course, this fabulous facility is being able to use to promote the gospel around the world. And so we were in awe of that and so excited to be part of that. And then when he invited us, if we'd like to participate in any way, anytime, I sent him an email and was very honored for him to ask me to be part of this. And as we were talking this morning, I wanted to just give him a book that I had written. And I'll use that as just a little springboard to how the Lord has directed us here. Quite a few years ago, when our daughters were still in kind of in the high school, early college days, they asked me to write a book on parenting, and I did. And basically, it was a 22,000 word letter, and the Lord brought a publisher into my life, and he helped me form it into a book. And I followed that by writing another book on marriage, and then a book on fitness, and a book on encouragement. And before long, these books began to be means and ways for us to have seminars overseas, several times in India, and then through the Association of Certified Biblical Counselors, I've been able to go and train counselors. So suddenly, I didn't have enough vacation time to continue to do this, and the Lord had brought some fabulous men into our ministry who were head and shoulders above where I had been, and it was exciting for us to be able to suddenly have these role pastors where I wasn't needed anymore because I think the Lord wanted us to go in this itinerant role. So the Lord directed us into a ministry called Words Fitly Spoken, taken from Proverbs 25:11. Of course, the verse that says a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver or pictures of silver. And the idea is that our words really matter. They're like gifts. And so through that ministry, we trust to help both globally and locally churches, whether it's pulpit supply, so in the shepherding side, some in the encouraging side, simply being that in the training or teaching side on these different topics, and then just seeking to be able to do this as the Lord opens doors. So this next year already, it looks like we're going to be in London for a month doing pulpit supply and then doing some marriage seminars in the mission field of America. And then going to South Africa to do a station supply, they call it, where I live, where the missionary lived. He comes back and my wife and I will live there. And then May and June, see us going to Brazil and Germany, doing some more counseling training. And the other parts of the year are still kind of being formulated. But I just thought I would love to share that just quickly. Brother Stephen offered me to do that, and I wanted to just share that with you too. Now, I'd love to direct your thoughts to Ephesians chapter 3 and looking at verses 14 through 21. This passage has really meant a lot to me through the years. And often when I have preached, not necessarily in our church, because that would get old if they always closed the sermon with the same prayer, but in other churches overseas as well, I love to pray this prayer audibly, filling in not necessarily names, but making it a little more personal. But I believe Paul had this written. Well, Christ had it written. Jesus had it inspired, and Paul wrote for us to consider this ourselves. And of course, you know, the situation that he was in was really difficult. I think sometimes we think we have it difficult. We're in America, or we're in another country, and we have government that isn't quite as understanding, or they're seeking to kind of stamp out Christianity. Well, I think the Romans were doing just that too. And no greater authorship than for someone to say, for this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, you know, humbly coming before the Lord. And why do we do that? Well, I loved what was already stated, that we want the advancement of the kingdom and revival of the church. And it's not going to come just because someone can preach well. It's going to come because someone kneels well and seeks God's face. And this is just amazing, awe-inspiring to think of all of you that are part of this and the many that might eventually tune in on a recorded site or just simply know that we're praying. But we bow our knees And not because it's just some group and this whole conglomerate is going to pray, but each one of us individually says, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. God knows us by name. He knows us by individuality. We have talents and personalities that are specific to us, and that he wants us to use them for his glory. And he goes on, he says that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his spirit in your inner being. And so the mindset is, what you do, what you accomplish, please don't take the credit. Make sure you realize that it's because of his riches and glory that he helps you to be strengthened. And the only reason you're strengthened is because you have that power in your inner being through the Holy Spirit, through the paraclete there. And it goes on, though, the reason you're praying this is so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Many of us at various times have some pretty life-changing, life-altering, life perhaps potentially defeating circumstances that hit us. And yes, in and of themselves, they can be. Just like we're talking about Paul, he says in Philippians, you rejoice evermore. Why? Or in 1 Thessalonians, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, because you have your hope in Jesus, that Christ is dwelling in your hearts. And then one of the reasons it helps us is because that you, being rooted and grounded in love, so you're rooted and grounded in love for a reason, not just, okay, you're loved, and that's so wonderful, that's so warming, but you're loved now because you need to have strength to comprehend with all the saints, as it goes on, it says, what is the breadth and length and height and depth? Basically, the all-encompassing God, his love, his care, his concern, and his sovereignty. And our job, our role, our focus is to pray to that one, and let's bring those petitions before him as we are today. And then he wants us to be strengthened to comprehend, as we said, with all these saints. And then the reason we knew this is that we may know the love of Christ that surpasses all knowledge. And that is an amazing fact, that he loves us so much and it surpasses our knowledge. How can he love me, this ungrateful, carnal flesh, and yet he does? And then he gives me the privilege of serving him by, Lord willing, being an encouragement to others. And then he goes on and says, to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge. And why? That you may be filled with all the fullness of God. And I hope that we will all take that as a challenge. I'm not here just sharing that with you so that you do this. I feel like Stephen and I need to be doing this exact same thing, to be filled with that. And then he closes this with, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. Let's pray to that God. Let's bring our petitions before him. Abundantly more than all that we ask or think, according to the power that's at work within us. It's nothing that any of us do or say as far as our humanity. It's our God-breathed power in us. And then the reason we do what we do is to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever, and amen. I trust that today, as you are challenged, reminded, encouraged, that we are bowing our knees before our Father so that we can fulfill this task that's to us. Remember, we're each individually named. So let's, John or Fred or Frank or Susie or whomever you are, let's bring this before the Lord personally, asking his guidance and his blessing. And may the Lord continue to help you as you pray for your spiritual strength to help others. Thank you.